Chaya there's no Issa Chaylov. Mashenkein mit dem Mekloloi. Aval Eva, but Yisra Eva min Achad lehutu Mekloloi, there's no place, nowhere, that it's Mut Eva min Achad, Atayiloi, there is no Heta. So that's the Machloikis, do we say the Yisra Nevel or Trefer could be Chal upon the Yisra Eva min Achad. So the Gemara says, Ki Yossi, Rav Dimu and Rav Dimi came, Omri said like this, Boi minei Rav Shimon ben Lokish, Rav Shimon Lokish is the Shalom, Rav Yechon, from Rav Yechonon, Rav Yechonon. Cholko mi bachutz mahu. Let's say they split it outside. Rashi says cholko machutz means like kezayis eva minachai. You had a kezayis of an eva minachai that split into two pieces before you put it into your mouth. The ochal zeh levada v'yachakach chetzav hashen. You ate each one separately. My Rashi says mitzar from the chiyuv lekachol shari sum the kaimel mitzar from shurei lechatzam tech lechilus pras. As long as you eat it within 2 or 3 minutes, the achilas plus, it's mitzarev. Here also, Adilma Rashi says, maybe no, kivun nechidishu. So gida v'yatzam is the yalmi not chayiv alai. Foch yichayiv an evim in a chay, even though there's no kizayis bosser, just the kizayis of gida v'yatzam is. Eim lecha, maybe no. Eim lecha el lechidushe, v'chiyoch v'vasachas mechayiv. Only v'vasachas, not b'zachazeh. Says the shayla, ma, what will be the loch if you split it? Samar says, Omalei poto, you poto. Why? Because the Chiddush HaKruah is only if you eat it together, not if you eat it separately. Mi bifnim mau, Rashi says, listen to me, after you put it into your mouth, before you swallow it, or before you start to swallow it, you swallow it halfway in the chatzoyin. What will be then? Omalei said back to him, chayiv, and said, then you chayiv. Since you put the whole thing into your mouth, how about it then you chayiv? Ki yosi rovim, when rovim came on, he said like this, cholko mi bachutz poto. If you split it like outside about it, then you put, there's no chiddush hakruah yechayiv yet. But mibefnim, if you split it inside, Reb Yochanan no mechayiv, yes, you are chayiv, b'shlach Hashem apoto. Reb Yochanan no mechayiv, harenene groinoi. The kezayis, listen, your goren, your throat is having hanor from a kezayis, and therefore yechayiv. B'shlach Hashem apoto. Achila b'meyev bina v'leka. You have to have an achila b'meyev in your stomach. Rashi says, when it goes into your stomach. And over here, when the first one came down, there was only a chatzik kezayis there. And therefore, the second, when some second comes down, it's not there anymore. So it's not called the shiur of a kezayis. So that's called achilas b'meyav binan, v'leka. And the more elu, Rashlokesh Gemara says, heichi mishkacha es t'mechayiv, so how you have a chayiv then? By kezayis, because never shach who you chew and swallow a little bit at a time. So according to Shlokesh, how do you ever have the old kezayis of asachas? Omer Rav Kano bugrimisa zirta. Talking about now bugrimisa zirta, Rashi says, etzem katan small bone shakafa yevo sheish by mashu bosa v'gid v'yetzem ashlim l'kezayis. V'nodem loyse l'boilo, such a thing you swallow down with asachas. So that's the case that you chayiv according to Shlokesh. Then if not, any time you have to chew it and swallow it down piece by piece, so then it's not called the kezayis b'meyov, you're talking about potter. According to this, you only have to according to Rosh Lakish, if your mama swallow the whole kezayis, the vasachas. However, Reb Lozer Omer, no. Afilu cholka mibachutz, even if you split this eva menachai before you put it into your mouth, you cut it in half, and then eat each half separately, na michai, you still yichai, boy. Mechusa krev alavka mechusa maisa dummy. The maisa it's near, it's about to be eaten both pieces. That's not called the maisa to mechalik, that's not called mechusa maisa. And therefore, Avad Chassid is still eating a kezayis, and Avad Yud Bichayiv. It's still called an Ezra Menachai, and Avad Yud still Bichayiv. That's what we hold. Avad Yud still Yud Bichayiv, even though you split it in half first, and then eat this half, and then that half, as long as you eat them both, the Pesach, Hilos Pras, Avad Yud Bichayiv. Om Rav Shem Ben Lakish. Kezayis shom, that we say yichayiv with the kezayis always, chutz mishel ben ashenayim, you don't include what's in between your teeth. You have to eat the kezayis, but you swallow, but not the piece that's still left between your teeth. That's not included in the kezayis. That has to be kezayis that you swallowed. For Rav Yochanan nama no, af im ben ashenayim, even the piece that's still stuck in between your teeth, that's also included. That's also a poor part of the kezayis, as long as it went into your mouth. Smur says, Omer Papa, Bishel Bein Shinayin the Kuliyam Le Pligi, what's mama stuck in between your teeth could be even called Rav Yochanan not Chayiv.
to a nana, because that you have no one what she says, loy grin, not your throat, and not your stomach. They know them toyim ad she stomach the base of blue. You don't taste until it comes close towards the base of blue, to where you swallow. So it's stuck in your teeth. Everybody holds it's not mistar if you be potter on that. That's not part of the gazayis. That's the way the Papa says. The Papa says again, the Michel Bain Shinan Kuliam Lepligi. Ki Pligi is the Machloik is Bain Hachani Chaim. What's in between, like by the gum. Rashi says, Hamadbik Becheiko is Shagren and Enna by Yemeil and Enna. The Ben Achanikim means it's stuck between the tongues, by the gum, it's further in. That here, what's stuck between your tongue, like Masav Harenena Grenet, Lemaisi, your Gurin, your throat is having enough from. So Yechon Dolzi Chayiv. Chayiv Bekazayis. Masav Ashlakashod no, Achila Bemeyav Binin. Achila Kazayis has to be entered your stomach, comes down. So it's stuck upstairs, even though it's between near your throat, it's in your tongue, still you're not chai for that. That's not part of the kazayis. Omer Rabbi Basi says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ocha chati zayis, somebody eats a chati kazayis of Issa. Vekiu, he vomited up. And then v'choz of Yochanan chati zayis, eats another chati kazayis of another Issa. So chai, still you chai, my time are rain, and a groinoi, the kazayis, your throat had enough of the kazayis. The Maisa Kazayas of Issa went through your throat. Therefore, Nachnami, therefore, the Maisa Yabichayev, even though you ate it one after another. Boy, Reb Lozim, look at the shell like this. Boy, Reb Lozim, Rabasi, Ocha Chatzi Zayas Vekiyo. You ate a Chatzi Zayas of Issa and you vomited up. The cause of the Ochlin, then you ate it over again, the same, the vomit you ate up again. Ma, what's the locha? My Kamibola, what's your shayla? Here the Ichol, Allah, here the Ichol. Is it called like was digested already, lost its shame is already, this trefer, or it didn't lose its shame Issa yet? So Mar says, a salt to boil like kazayis, he got the same shell, the kazayis, of trefer, and he vomited up, and then eats it again, is he chayiv or not the second time? El with a shell like this, he boss a groni as linen, he boss a meyav as linen. Shall he go boss a yugorin, or do you go boss a yumeyav? That's the shell over here. Rashi says, the pshit delay avadad la vichlas, not called digested already. That's the shaylo. The maestri stomach only had enough from the chatzik azayis. That's why you be potter. So that's the shaylo. You go boss, you go in your throat. How much annoy you had enough from the azayis? Or do you go boss, or you may have only had enough from the chatzik azayis? That's the shaylo over here. So you ate a chatzik azayis, you vomited up, and then you ate it again. The maestri, the gorin had enough, but not your stomach. The stomach is only what stays inside there. So it says, but Tifsh, let's be pushed to Shalom with Rabasi. Why Rabasi, from Rabasi, Rashi says, the boss of Gronia is Lina, which we pushed to Shalom from Rabasi, he ought to go boss of Gronin. As he said before, according to Yechon Yechayiv. So Gemara says, Rabasi Gomri Yakele, he forgot like his learning. Rashi says, Kleimer, Rablorza Tavayu Pshitle, he had both the Shalom, Yitzchak Lishoklum. Ela Shomel Rabasi Sheshochach Shmosi. He heard Rabasi that God is learning. Shomesh Nemi Pri Rab Yechanan. And now the Gemara says, V'yosu Rab Loz Latku. Rab Loz can't remind him. Vochi Komalei. Lo Moli Chatzi Zayis. Ach, what do you have to have a shovel? Another Chatzi Zayis. Leinu Ma Abadi Dei. Why don't you send this shadow alone? The Yikol Amash from Minot Tati. You can hear both things from here. That Shemini Minot Leyevi Yichol. First of all, you vomit up. It's not cold. It's digested. The Yisr is still here. The Shemini Minot. The Reinen Agroimi. That's why you're chayif. The kazayis. So that was the shell. You should ask one shell where you swallow the kazayis, you vomit it up, and then you ate it again. Ishtik kept quiet. Loyam loy midi. He didn't answer him. Loyam loy midi. Omalei moifes hador. Like you're a great person. You're moifes hador. It's just God la dor. Moyanshi moifes. Moifes hador. Loy zimnin sagin. Omer kameh. Once I was walking, you told me. Kaimed in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Viyomaloch. Harenena greina be kazayis. Ve'en echinami. Rashi says, "Dovizof Rabbi Yochanan, that filu b'hu atzmai chayiv, v'yohidul v'recho, v'yom areinena greina b'kazayis." The Maisa, you had hano from a kazayis. Your throat had hano. Senach Rami, the loch would be you eat one chatzik kazayis and you vomit it up and then eat it over again. Senach Rami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll be chayiv because the Maisa is called areinena greina. Your gur in your throat had hano from this, even though you may have done not, but since your throat had hano from this, Senach Rami, you'd be chayiv. All right, Hadin Alecha Gidah Nosher, you will stop here. You're holding Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We will start the new perek. Kol HaBoso. The Mishnah says again that Kol HaBoso also Levasha B'cholov. All type of meat, there's an issur to cook up meat and milk together. Chut excluding Mibosa Dog and Mechagovim. Excluding the meat of fish or of grasshoppers, that these two are mutter to cook up with milk. But all other bosa, churmashm, even an oif, even chicken, is also to cook with milk. Now the also la'aloistim ha'gvin ala shulchan. You're not allowed to even bring up meat with cheese on the same table ala shulchan. Havad, you're not allowed to eat it together. But not only can't you eat it, but you can't even bring it on the same, you can't serve it on the same table. That's called the also la'aloistim ha'gvin ala shulchan. You can't bring meat on the table with cheese. Chutz excluding, again, Mibosa Dog and Mechagovim. Fish and grasshoppers, they don't have a lot of flesh shakes, but Bosa, with them you're allowed to eat even with the cheese. You're allowed to bring it up together. And Rashi speaks out, Afagav the Yom Rachmona Gedi, even though the Yisav Bosa Becholav, it says Gedi, so Rashi says, Hu Adin Lachayiv Yayf, the same Allah applies to a Chayi and to a knife also. That is Nisav Bosa Becholav. And Rashi says, though, but the Machoik is in the Gemara later, that Yikla Mandi Yomadi writes, Yikla Mandi Yomadi Rabbonin, some say Son Yasum Adi Rabbonin, Oif, with the Cholof. But Kol Porim Adi Rabbonin, for sure it's also. Just Dogim and Chagovim, that's Mutter. The same thing, it's also to bring on the same table, Rashi says, because Duma also and Mechlinu, we're afraid you come to the Kiyadadi together. The Kornogi, they'll touch one another, maybe the meat and the cheese, or Bolo Miyadadi. Now the Afagav Shemuta Lecho Bosar Acha Gvina could have been the Gemara. Even though you're allowed to eat Bosar after cheese, like call upon him here, you can't have it together on the same table because we're afraid maybe the meat, the hot meat, will touch the cheese and the cheese will be belayer into the meat and there'll be an Issa Bosar B'cholov. So if it's also Lahalois, Allah Shulchan, you again cook with Bosar B'cholov. Now the Mishnah says,